Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Meeting Ike series for children Blog Talk Radio show. My name is Marina Leeros Naples, and I'm your host here on this show. There are four different shows. Tonight's show is Midweek Calming Potion, and this airs every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's a 15-minute show. Our next show, our next weekly show, I should say, is on Sunday evenings, and that is also at 6:30 p.m., and that's our School Time Smart Wand show. That's at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's just another 15-minute show. And then there are two shows that are second and third Thursday. And that one is You Are a Superhero. That show is for adults, caretakers of children, whether you are a parent or a grandparent, a teacher, doctor, nurse, counselor, therapist, anyone who cares for children and is interested in fostering higher education in the holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual realms for children to understand them, the more creativity, and for expression. I have guests on the show, and listeners are encouraged to please call in and talk to not only me, but also to my guests on the show. Share your experiences, ask questions, voice your concerns, and share what has worked for you that you have found when you are working with children. Then on Saturday, the second and third Saturday of each month, is the Meeting Ike Live Show. And this show is for children, teens, and the young at heart. And that show is also where I have listeners are encouraged to call in and talk to me. I have guests on that show as well. And then the children are very encouraged to call in and share their experiences, ask their questions, and be part of the show. So that is open for them to do that as well. That one is at 11:30 in the morning on the second and third Saturday. And I did forget to mention the one on the Thursday, that second and third Thursday, You Are a Superhero. That's at noon. That's at lunch hours. So that's a real good time for people that then take a break. It's a 30-minute show, as is Saturday. So please tune into those shows and also check out the archive shows that I have on here. And there are a lot of different topics, very helpful ones to facilitate relaxation and cleansing, white light protection, and a long list of different topics all healing, having to do with the holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual realms. Tonight's show is about forgiveness. And I'm just going to touch on that a little bit for your most recent last few days. But in the Meeting Ike series for children play shops, Meeting Ike play shops and day camps that I hold in the Western New York area for children beginning at age 5 all the way up to age 17. I get into that a bit more in detail with them, with the interactive play and the fun activities that we do and the arts and crafts that we do. So we really touch on that in a much more detailed manner to be able to really do a lot with the forgiveness, focusing a bit on with the heart and the spiritual realm of ourselves and everything. But tonight, I'm just going to just touch on that, like I said, for the last week, the last couple weeks. And those of you that are more in tune with all of this, you can absolutely use this for other things that have happened prior to this, or even forgiving of yourself. And that's really big, big point that we need to recall and remember and take the time to do for ourselves as well, because there is no one in the world who's more hard on our own selves than ourselves. And how many times have you caught yourself, oh, that was stupid, or why did I do that? Or, you know, you say things, I just don't know, I just can't do it. I just don't know this stuff. I don't know how to do this. And you think everybody else can do it. And we're really hard on ourselves. And so what we want to do is we want to forgive ourselves also for being so hard on ourselves. Every day is a new experience. Every day is a new day to be able to learn, to be able to do it again, try it again, and see something from a different point of view. So we want to be easy on ourselves as well. Now, forgiveness, if you've had over the past few days, over the past week, you've had something happen that somebody wasn't nice to you, or they forgot to do something for you, or they forgot to not do something for you as well. You were going to do something together, and they weren't available, they changed their mind. Somebody wasn't nice to you, or they said some things that weren't nice. They didn't treat you nice at all. Everything they thought of themselves when they should have been thinking of you or the group of you together. And there are many times, too, don't forget about this, that when something's happened and we read it wrong, we misinterpret what had happened. We misinterpret the way that somebody had meant something. So sometimes there wasn't a hurt that was done to us. It was just something that was misunderstood. So we want to forgive ourselves for that, and we want to give that a second chance to be able to keep that love in between one another. And how do we do this? There are a number of different ways to do this, and I'm going to share with you a couple of different ways that you can do this, some very simple things to do. And one is a washing clean. And we've done that before on a prior show, that cleansing and cleaning out. I'm going to discuss it a little bit and do that in the guided meditation in just a few minutes. And the other one is working with the heart. And we've done that also in different ways with